Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. In 1 Samuel 18, verse 5, it says, "And David went out and was successful wherever Saul sent him, so that Saul set him over the men of war. And this was good in the sight of all people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants." Those who are genuinely successful are successful because of the connections God has provided for them and the fact that they took advantage of those connections. We do not worship or honor David. We admire him. He was faithful with the sheep. He was faithful in bringing his brothers provision. He was faithful to God when facing Goliath. Faithfulness is rewarded by success. Faithfulness is success. Stephen was faithful. He was successful. Jesus stood at the right hand of the Father, even though he's being stoned and it looked like he wasn't. Faithfulness is rewarded by success. There was an element of uncertainty in each of David's acts. And all of his acts that we see, that we've been talking about, are acts of faithfulness, acts that were based on the fact that he knew who God was and he acted in accordance with knowing who God is. This element of uncertainty was only uncertain to those who didn't know God. Those who insist on certainty often look to the flesh to deliver, when in reality, only God can provide this certainty we long for. David did not read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Instead, he read the law, wrote many of the Psalms, and knew God enough to trust him and experience his provision no matter what the circumstances. The key to success is understanding and obeying God. It's that simple. We don't operate by our feelings, and we don't operate by the apparent circumstances that are daunting at times. We operate with the idea that God is faithful. So many times at the bottom of the receipts I send out for those who donate to Silver Birch Ranch or Nicolet Bible Institute, I just end it with God is faithful. God is faithful. I'm not as faithful as God. I would love to be, but God is always faithful. He will always do what's right. He always will act in accordance with what's right, and he will always demonstrate his love to the people on this planet. Now, I can refuse that if I want, but I'd be a fool to do that. God is faithful, and I need to live in the context of his faithfulness, not my abilities, not my feelings. He is older than me and smarter than me and loves me. I can trust him, and so can you. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.